Theater 5 presents Method in the Madness.
Gentlemen, Miss Harris will see you now.
Thank you.
This way, please. Follow me. Here we are. Go in, please.
Your Excellencies.
Lily.
How nice. How very nice. Frederick, I do not wish to be disturbed for the next half hour for any reason.
Yes, ma'am.
Rudy. Heinrich.
Lily.
Oh, how long it has been. You haven't changed. You're both just as I remembered you.
You are the one who is ageless, Dolly.
Oh.
What do you do with the years? She must hide them away in a little airtight box, Heinrich?
Yes, tell us your secret.
I just ignore them, the years, and they go away all by themselves.
You've redone the room, Dolly.
Yes, I couldn't stand the place the way it was. All that dark wood and those Gothic arches.
Yes, I remember. Gothic enough to hang bells in. Who was it who said that? Oh, yes, the French ambassador.
Well, all right, my friends. Now, I think we can dispense with the small talk now and get down to business. We have very little time, as you know. Hmm. Oh, Rudy, do stop snipping about and sit down.
Oh, yes, yes.
Don't you suppose I've taken every precaution?
Of course, of course.
This room has been thoroughly examined. I attended to it myself.
Naturally.
I assure you we can talk quite freely. I even dismissed the servants.
What about Frederick?
Oh, we can trust him.
If you say so.
Gentlemen, I said we have very little time. I find now that we have even less time than we counted on.
What do you mean?
The president has already accepted an invitation for the evening of the 19th.
You might have anticipated that.
Fortunately, the invitations haven't gone out yet. I've already called his social secretary personally to request that the president's calendar be cleared for the evening of the 17th. That gives us 2 days less than we counted on.
He is engaged for the evening of the 18th also?
Well, obviously.
I hardly think 1 day more or less will...
Psychologically, the eve of the inaugural would have been preferable. If our plan is to have the desired maximum impact, the closer the better.
As you say.
Come here, gentlemen.
Mm.
Yeah. I want you to take particular note of the seating arrangements here. This table is an exact duplicate of the one in my house in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice the place cards. The president and first lady here, obviously. The vice president here.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State here. The prime minister here. You're here, Rudy, next to the wife of the French ambassador.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heinrich, you are here between the Queen of the Netherlands and Princess Maria.
Good.
It's vital that you memorize the position of each place card on the table. If one card is not in its proper place, it'll mean that something has gone wrong and that the plan has been abandoned. In that event, you know what we must do.
What could go wrong, Dolly? You have seen to everything, haven't you?
Even to the possibility of failure.
Failure?
Well, there's always the threat of betrayal.
Betrayal? Impossible.
I would think so. I've run through a check of the entire staff. They've all worked for us at one time or another. They could all be trusted implicitly. Of course, there's the head chef.
The head chef?
Hans Lang.
You question his loyalty?
Oh, not his loyalty. But you know what we're asking him to do.
But he understands the risks.
He knows what will happen to him. But life is sweet, old friends. At our age, we know how sweet it is.
I am sure he can be trusted.
If the doctors gave you 6 months to live, 6 months, no more, would you settle for 5 or even 5.5? Would you agree to 1 day, 1 minute less than the time that's been promised you? We are asking this man to cut his life expectancy short by 3 months.
But he has agreed, hasn't he?
Well, I've made our offer extremely attractive. His wife and son will be provided for, handsomely provided for the rest of their lives.
You intend to keep your end of the bargain?
Of course. Where would we be if our friends could not trust us to keep our word? But I'm worried all the same.
Why?
Well, last week, Hans came to me here against my strict orders that we were not to meet again until the time came.
What did he want? To back out?
He came to ask me to put my promise in writing, to show him documentary proof that his wife and child will be provided for when he is dead.
So?
Well, do you think I can risk having my name linked with an annuity of this sort under the circumstances? I told him that funds would be deposited in a Swiss bank under a secret number, and that his wife would be given that number after he carried out his part of the bargain.
And he was satisfied with that arrangement?
Well, he seemed to be.
But you will be there, Dolly. You yourself will be able
naturally,
to...
Naturally, but I can't be with him during dinner.
But the others, they will be there.
Hugo will be with him every minute I am not. If he shows any signs of changing his mind, she will report to me at once. I will know how to deal with him. His wife and child are staying in my villa at Divonne-les-Bains.
Then there is nothing to worry about.
Well, all the same, I have prepared a diagram of the seating plan. I want you to memorize it before you leave this room. Then it will be destroyed. And remember, if there's the slightest deviation in the place card...
Nothing will go wrong, Dolly. You have planned everything brilliantly.
And it is so simple, so shatteringly simple.
That is precisely why it will work.
Perhaps it is too simple. There's always the human element. What, for instance, if Hans panics and talks? The president's bodyguards will be right outside in the foyer.
Hans will be dead 5 minutes after he has done what he's being paid to do.
How can you be certain?
Hans's confession is already in writing. That was one of my conditions. Naturally, there will be panic. And in the confusion, Hans will be taken to his room on the top floor and pushed out of the window. Now, I have arranged for that. The note confessing to the mass assassination will be found on his body. I've also arranged for that. Hans will be just another fanatic without the courage to face the consequences of his act.
In one stroke, the president, the vice president, the secretary of war, the secretary of state. The people will not know which way to turn. The ship of state will be without a rudder.
They will rush into the streets like terror-stricken cattle.
Mass hysteria.
Well, what do you think, gentlemen?
How long will it take you to open your house in Washington?
Oh, I've already made preparations. In 1 month, I will have reestablished myself as Washington's most brilliant hostess. An invitation from Dolly Harris will be again what it was. Mm. The most sought-after entree in town. I'll begin with a series of intimate parties. Oh, very select. The old guard. I'll have several of the most important ambassadors turned away, denied entrance. I shall denounce their invitations as forgeries. And by the time I give the presidential reception, my salon will be the most famous in the capital.
You can do all this in just 5 months?
4, if I have to. Of course, how soon I can begin depends on you. Now, how long do you think it'll take?
There are, as you know, certain formalities. But we do not anticipate delay.
Then let's drink to it, my friends. If you'll excuse me, I'll see about tea. I suggest you put the time to good use by memorizing the seating plan.
Well, what do you think, Doctor?
Shh. Wait a moment. She may be listening. She's gone.
She is insane, of course.
Hopelessly insane, I agree.
What do you think?
I told you, she's quite mad.
I mean, about her plan.
The mass assassination of the president and his advisors? Only a mad woman could have conceived it.
Do you think it would work?
That is not our decision. Our instructions are to get her out of here. The rest is up to our superiors.
We, of course, would run no risk. If we certify her sane and she actually carries out her plan, the worst that can happen to us is official censure for using bad judgment. Patients, after all, have been known to relapse.
You talk as if her plan might fail. I think it has an excellent chance of succeeding, in which case we won't have to answer to anybody.
Dolly, of course, might become difficult to handle.
Yes, poor Dolly. I'm afraid she'd have to be recommitted in any event.
We haven't gotten her out yet.
A formality. After all, we were called in for our opinion.
We have examined Miss Harris thoroughly, gentlemen, and it is our considered opinion that she is completely recovered and able to leave the sanitarium immediately.
Tea, gentlemen. If I remember correctly, Rudy, you take lemon. And Heinrich, you take milk.
I was just saying how brilliantly you have planned things, Dolly.
Thank you, Heinrich. But I've had years to work out the details. 10 years of exile with nothing to do with my time but redecorate these hideous rooms. Oh, I think I should go out of my mind if I had to stay here another week. Out of my mind. Oh, that's funny, isn't it? But of course I could hardly pick a more appropriate place to go mad, could I?
We will have you out of here soon, Dolly. We promise you.
I have every confidence in you. Don't fail me, and I won't fail you.
Of course, there is a possibility, slight, but a possibility that they will want to make additional tests.
But surely they won't question the word of two such prominent men as yourselves.
Hardly. Still, I think we should be prepared for them.
If they do examine you, it will be with the tests they've used before.
Well, I know the answers they expect.
And the reactions. The reactions are most important.
There must be no hint of hostility, no bitterness, no resentment.
And Dolly, arrange to wear something more contemporary. We, of course, think you make a perfectly charming Mary Queen of Scots. But the board, they will expect...
I've already ordered hostess pajamas. They'll be here tomorrow.
Excellent.
Do you think we should run down the tests?
I was about to suggest it.
There will be a word association test, of course.
I'm ready.
Dolly, look at yourself. You are sitting on the edge of your chair, clenching and unclenching your hands. You must appear relaxed, perfectly calm, with just the slightest suggestion of normal concern.
I am waiting for the first word, Heinrich.
Very well. Black.
Mourning.
Good. That's a normal association. Father.
Mother.
Blood.
Hatchet.
No, Dolly. Something a little less macabre.
Transfusion.
Ah. Now. Death.
Mourning.
Good.
I am not worried about you.
Oh, there's no reason to be. Now then, this may be our last opportunity to talk freely together. I want to make quite certain that there'll be no slip-ups. Have you memorized the seating arrangements for the dinner party?
But of course.
Now, forgive me, but I must make certain. I'll remove the place cards from the table. And now then, Rudy, where is the French ambassador?
Right there, Dolly. This really is not necessary.
But your lives may depend on it. Heinrich, the wife of the French ambassador.
There, next to Rudy. And I am there between the Queen of the Netherlands and the Princess Marie. The president is there. The vice president there. The secretary of war there. Really, darling?
Well, I had to be sure. Now, the poison is fast working. From 2 to 3 minutes. There'll be a little pain, but death will be instantaneous. The soup will be the president's favorite. One spoonful will be sufficiently fatal. Rudy, you will wait for the first moment of panic. Then you'll run to the center window in the bay facing the street and raise it halfway. If questioned later, you can say that you thought you smelled gas. The opening of the window will be the signal that the plan has succeeded. The president and his advisors are dead. The first attacks can then be launched simultaneously on New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Detroit, and Pittsburgh.
No president, no vice president, no secretary of war.
Chaos!
That's what I'm counting on. Chaos, confusion. While the people are without leaders, before new leaders can step into the shoes of the old, that's the time we must strike, before forces can be united against us. Anyone who opposes us, of course, must be eliminated at once.
Mass hysteria. That will be our greatest weapon. Perhaps we could arrange to have some of the more symbolic monuments destroyed. The Statue of Liberty, the Washington Monument.
No. Washington must not be touched. Washington is mine. Under the new regime, Dolly Harris will be the undisputed leader of the new society. I don't wish to preside over rubble, gentlemen. My salon will be the most famous in the world. Mount Vernon will no longer be a national shrine. I will make it the most glittering salon in the world.
You want Mount Vernon.
And why not? Is it too large a price to ask for handing you the world? My dinner table will be the nerve center of world politics again. I shall be the power behind the power. Statesmen will be made or broken by a nod of my head, and those who seek my favor shall pay for it dearly. I will take my place in history with Du Barry, Pompadour, Madame Roland. Why do you think I've kept myself young? You said I put the years away in an airtight box. Have you any idea at what cost? At what suffering? Do you think it's easy for a woman my age to look as I do? How old would you say I was, Rudy?
29.
33 at the most.
I will be 70 in 6 weeks. 12 hours sleep a day, every day for the past 10 years. Only one meal a day. Countless injections, injections, injections. Oh, try to imagine, my dear friends, the agony of having your face peeled. The skin seared with acid and peeled. First the face, then the arms, the legs. Oh, do you know what I've endured? 20 years ago, Dolly Harris was one of the 10 most beautiful women in the world.
You are still one of the most beautiful women in the world, Dolly.
You will dazzle them, my dear.
But first things first, dear friends. First, you must get me out of here. Now, when will I be tested?
Immediately. Tomorrow morning. We will make a report to the board as soon as we leave.
I shall be ready.
This is Monday. You should be on your way to Washington by Thursday.
Washington. I'll give orders to have the house reopened immediately.
As far as the public is concerned, you have been in Europe confined by a long illness. We need not mention the nature of it. We will simply say it was necessary for you to remain for a time in a private sanitarium. The public has developed a tolerance for sanitariums.
Rumors, of course, will be unavoidable, but you yourself shall furnish living proof that they are groundless. We shall see that your first reception is completely covered by the world press. When they see you descending your magnificent staircase, a vision in white, your hand scarcely touching the rail, perfection.
The rumors will die with your first smile, Dolly.
Oh, dear Rudy. But come. There's nothing more to be accomplished here. A brief toast, gentlemen. Raise your teacups high. Tomorrow, the world.
The world!
Now leave me. It is time for my nap.
Until tomorrow, then.
And don't worry, we'll be right here with you.
I am not worried.
Crazy enough to work, Heinrich.
Don't use that word. Come. They're waiting for us in the boardroom.
Ah, gentlemen.
Krogstaffer, join us, my friend. We are on our way to the board meeting now.
Oh, haven't you heard? The meeting has been postponed until after lunch.
Good. I am hungry.
Perhaps you'll join me at my table. We can talk.
Good.
And, what were your findings, gentlemen?
What we expected. Dolly Harris is completely cured.
She is as sane as you and I.
We are going to recommend her immediate release at the meeting. You have examined her. You agree, of course, that there is no reason to keep her here.
None whatever.
How does Gorgson feel?
He's in complete agreement. We have 10 minutes before lunch. Perhaps you'd care to walk around the grounds?
Ah, yes. They are lovely this time of the year.
I do hope they won't serve us rice pudding again for dessert. I detest rice pudding.
I detest tapioca.
Of course.
I detest tapioca.
Yes, of course you do. By the way, gentlemen, how are you all progressing with your plot to assassinate President Wilson?
Has presented Method in the Madness, written by Hal Hackady, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Kathleen Cordell, Leon Janney, Roger DeCoven, Peter Rattray, and George Petrie. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.